This is Marissa Milton, VOA News. More than 100 Republican lawmakers in the U.S. House of Representatives and a dozen senators say they will join an effort Wednesday to try to block certification of the Electoral College vote, which indicates Democrat Joe Biden defeated President Donald Trump in the November presidential election. The certification of the Electoral College vote, 306 to 232 favoring Biden, is the last step before he is set to be inaugurated as the country's 46th president on January 20th. Both chambers of Congress would need to uphold the challenges to Biden's victory for the election outcome to be upended. The Democrats narrowly control the House and are certain to certify Biden's win, while the Democratic minority in the Senate, along with some Republicans who've acknowledged Biden's win, are likely to do the same in the upper house of Congress. Trump, who for weeks has made baseless claims that he was defrauded of election to a second four-year term, continues to cheer on protests against his loss, an outcome that will make him the fifth U.S. president to serve only a single term in office. This is VOA News. In an extraordinary phone call, President Trump pleaded Saturday with election officials in the southern U.S. state of Georgia to find him enough votes to overturn his loss to President-elect Biden. Trump spoke with the state's top elections official, Republican Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger, in a recording obtained by the Washington Post and published Sunday afternoon. In an hour-long call, Trump disputed the accuracy of three separate vote counts in Georgia that showed Biden was the first Democratic presidential contender to capture that state since 1992. On Sunday, Mr. Trump said on Twitter, quote, "I spoke to Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger yesterday about Fulton County and voter fraud in Georgia. He was unwilling or unable to answer such questions as ballots under the table scam, ballot destruction, out-of-state voters, dead voters, and more. He has no clue." That's the end of the tweet. A few hours later, Raffensperger replied, also via Twitter, "Respectfully, President Trump, what you're saying is not true. The truth will come out." Even if Trump were to upend the Georgia vote, Mr. Biden would still have more than the 270-vote majority needed to win the presidency in the Electoral College. Thousands of Iraqis converged on central Baghdad's Tahrir Square on Sunday to mark the first anniversary of the twin assassinations in a U.S. airstrike of a top Iranian general and a leader of a powerful Iraqi Shiite militia. Last year's U.S. drone strike near Baghdad airport killed Major General Qasem Soleimani, the commander of the elite Quds force of Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guards Corps, and Abu Mahdi al-Mohandas, the deputy head of Iraq's Hashd al-Shaabi militia, along with several other Iran-allied militiamen. Many of the demonstrators were holding posters of Soleimani and al-Mohandas. Some demanded the expulsion of U.S. troops from Iraq. Authorities in southwestern Pakistan said Sunday gunmen had kidnapped and killed 11 coal mine workers. The deadly overnight attack took place in the town of Mach in Baluchistan province, 50 kilometers southeast of Quetta, the provincial capital. Local officials confirmed that several miners were also seriously injured and were being treated at a local hospital. Rescue workers have uncovered a seventh body from a landslide that buried homes in the village of Ask near the capital of Norway. Police said on Sunday, hopes persist that three people who remain missing might yet be found alive. A police spokesman told reporters the search is still considered a rescue operation, in his words, "until we decide otherwise." Via remote, I'm Marissa Milton. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.